Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. The Barbershop Harmony Society is devoted to promoting, preserving, and encouraging a special form of harmony known as barbershop. Joining me is show chair of Southwest Pride Barbershop Chorus, author, producer, tenor, husband, Neil West. And we're here to talk about their show that is coming up in March. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Awesome. This year, it's Barbershop Goes to Washington.
It is.
Tell us what this is all about.
Okay, so it's a show about Washington, but it's not about politics.
Okay.
What happened was my wife and I went on a second honeymoon and we had a layover in Washington, D.C. We picked up a tour bus. We got a substitute tour guide and he didn't quite know his stuff. So
okay.
It dawned on me just that quickly. What if the tour guide goes rogue? From that moment on, that was the concept, and I pitched it to the guys, and they loved it. So this is literally about checking into the Washington landmarks. The show starts out with, we get a letter from the president mm-hmm. to go to Washington. So we're going to Washington.
Right.
And we check in on all the sites. Washington, D.C. is so historic, and so the show takes us around those sites, and we will actually use photos from our actual trip as part of our backdrop. We're going to have a 24-foot tour bus that we're literally building in my garage as we speak on stage as one of our props. And, of course, we've got that rogue tour guide and the guy's blissfully ignorant following his lead.
Oh, my goodness. So I am not that good at telling jokes, let alone writing a whole show around a subject and then singing with it as well. How do you make all this happen?
It definitely was a labor of love. My wife, Lacey, is a vocal music director at Eisenhower High School here in Lawton, and I would literally pitch ideas to her. So when I had the idea of the concept and I had some of the jokes, then the next step was we needed to find some good music. I've got a little bit of background in that. She has a wealth of information. So Lacey and I literally started Googling songs from the Barbershop Harmony Society and even some pop tunes. And what we noticed about the sites that we went to see is that they are so historical.
Right.
And there's a lot of homage to veterans. So we wanted to do justice in honoring the veterans, but still make it light and funny
right.
as well. Still family friendly.
Yes,
And definitely
always.
No political humor.
Right.
We just wanted to stay away from it. So we did that, and we found these arrangements that we as a chorus have not done ever before.
Okay.
We've got 14 songs, and I think we've done four of them before. In addition to Southwest Pride as a chorus, we actually have some quartets within our chorus, and I'm in one of those quartets. It's called Under the Radar. We debuted a couple years ago with just a few songs, and we're going to do the same this year.
You guys are awesome. I love listening to you.
It's been fun. We also have Lawton Harmony Chorus, which is the local chapter of Sweet Adelines, and they'll be singing a few songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited to announce that Eisenhower High School Vocal Music Department is going to sing two or three songs in barbershop a cappella harmony. I've heard bits and pieces of what they're doing, and it's really, really exciting. So that is the gist of it.
Okay. Tell people what the Barbershop Chorus is all about. Give us a little bit of background, how you got started and all of that.
Well, our chapter is over 57 years old out of Lawton and Duncan. Primarily, we're out of Lawton now, but come any male voice, ours is strictly for men. We meet on Monday nights. It starts out with, can you keep pitch? Most of us just sang along on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and then at one point in time heard the chorus sing and were invited themselves to come.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a very formal audition process, but you know, basically you have to carry a tune a little bit.
Sure.
And
That would help.
Right. I did not read music very well. The guys taught me along the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're about learning tracks and singing in each other's ears and matching pitch because that's really, really important.
Yeah.
So we blend, and mm-hmm. it's about tuning your ears, and that's what these young kids are learning about is how to tune in if they haven't done so already. We're also about camaraderie. These guys are some of the neatest guys that would, you know, give their shirts off their backs to help anybody. We're from diverse backgrounds, just very, very dynamic group of guys. we also like to give back to the community. So right. We'll sing at nursing homes and the VA centers, and we'll do some private gigs from time to time, you know, and we are giving some money away to charities at our show, and we're excited about that.
And you know, I was going to touch on that you guys do give back to the community, and the really neat thing is how that at the end of each show, you give money to charities.
We do, yeah. The first half of the show is the musical, and then we'll take an intermission. We're going to give some door prizes away, and we have picked some local charities to give donations to. They don't even know it yet, actually, as we speak.
Okay. So we can't spill.
Oh, well, I'm going to spill it. Are you kidding me? This is good stuff. Okay. If they hear it first, great.
Okay. You get to hear it here first.
Yeah. It's the secret, I can tell. Why
okay.
not?
Okay, awesome.
So
awesome.
We are going to honor the Lawton Food Bank and the Hungry Hearts Feeding Ministries. And then in Duncan, we'll be giving money to the toy shop. In addition, we're going to give away some money to Lawton Eisenhower High School Vocal Music Department. And we're going to issue a challenge. And that challenge is we're going to have those kids singing our show, but they're going to be out in the lobby with donation jars. And for each dollar that they raise, we're going to match it up to $300. Hopefully they'll bring in way more than that. And ours is just going to contribute to the cause. That's going to help them go on their trip down to Galveston this year.
Right. And then one other thing, you not only give to our local charities, but you also give nationally.
Tell
us a bit about that.
We would not be anywhere without our voices. You know, we sing, and that's incredibly important. Once upon a time, the whole organization had a national charity called HeartSpring. They've switched charities around a little bit, but we believe that they were such a great cause that we're going to give some money to them as well. One of the things that they do primarily is they help pay for surgeries to correct cleft palates. So kids that have cleft palates will have some reconstructive surgeries so that they too can find their voices.
Right. So this is the Barbershop Goes to Washington, this year's Southwest Pride Barbershop Show.
Yeah.
Let's give people the details on where they can see the shows and where they can get information on those tickets.
Great. March 13th, Friday, we'll be in Duncan at the Simmons Center at 7:30 p.m. They can get tickets at Ace Hardware and at the Simmons Center in Duncan. In Lawton, Saturday, March 14th, 7:30 at McMahon Auditorium. Tickets are on sale at Scott's House of Flowers and at McMahon Auditorium. Of course, they can message us on Facebook or www.swpridechorus.com.
Awesome. You know, Neil, it's always fun to talk with you about the show that's coming up, and we hope everybody will come out and support, have a good time. Also, you give to our community and nationally. Is there a quick something that you'd like to share with us as we wrap it up?
I would say expect the unexpected with us.
Yes.
We've done shows about prairie dogs and rocking around the clock in the 60s and knights and squires. So we are guaranteed to make you laugh and not to squirm. There's no political humor in this. It's truly a comedic historical perspective of Washington, D.C. with some great music and some wonderful people. We support the arts in this community, and I'd like everyone to come out and have a great time with us on one or both of those two nights.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to it. I always look forward to it because it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's family friendly, too. So thank you again for coming by.
You got it. Thank you.
Community Focus is a production of KCCU News. If you miss an episode, you can find it online at kccu.org. If you'd like to have your event featured on Community Focus, call us at 888-454-7800. For KCCU, I'm Cynthia Sosa.